All right, it is 8 o'clock, and you've got it on KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Blue Lake. Translator K282AD Ferndale, and streaming on the web at khum.com. And Redwood Curtain Radio Theater is on the air.
Underwritten by
Central Credit Union,
Chipala Cafe,
Professional Consolidated Property Management,
Grant Electric,
Mazzotti's,
Kinetic Coffee,
Eureka Main Street,
Humboldt Creations,
North Coast Knittery,
The Vision Center,
Arcata Property Management,
Uniquely Yours Catering,
Beth Wayne, Remax Humboldt Realty,
Osher Lifelong Learning Institute,
Finnish Country Sauna and Tubs,
Alf Evans and Company,
Health Sport,
Leon's Car Care Center,
C Engineering,
Good Relation,
The Siren Song Tavern,
North Coast Co-op,
Black Lightning Motorcycle Cafe,
Lots of Professionals.
So what do those Plaza Professionals do?
Anyway, well, they do financial consulting, but mostly they do taxes. Do they do your taxes, Bonnie? Oh, yes. Ron and I go see Jessica. She's terrific.
Oh, okay.
Well, they do our taxes, too. Tom and I see James.
Oh, me and Chris, too. We see James every year. He finds us money we didn't even know we had.
Terry, do you do your own taxes?
Yes.
That's not dumb.
Do you ever get a refund?
No.
Well,
Terry.
Think about it. What will Terry do if Jessica and James are hooked?
Well, Terry can choose one of several other excellent tax preparers. There's Dave, Julie, Glenn, Pam, or Ben.
All right. Yeah.
Plaza Professionals, Tax Preparation and Filing, 928 H Street, right next to the Plaza in Arcata.
Tonight's first sketch comes to us via playwright Eric Coble, who created this piece specifically for radio. We present ArtNet. The story you're about to hear is true. Only the colors have been changed to protect the artists.
This is the art world. My name is Frida, Joe Frida. I carry a brush, 3:45 a.m. I was at Hopper's Nighthawk's Diner investigating a 419. Illegal implication of despair and gloom on a perfectly nice evening. That's when the call came in, a 232. Missing artist model. I headed straight for the station. Morning, Chief.
Joe! I didn't realize you were done with your narration.
I was at a 1247 Vinson on a 419 at 3:47 when I got the 232. I did a 180 and 1060 back here on the double.
Why is it I always need a calculator to talk to you?
What's this about an artist's model?
Guy named Da Vinci. He had a date with some girl to paint her picture. She never showed. He's concerned.
Thinks she might be kidnapped.
Worse.
Murdered?
Worse. He thinks she's modeling for someone else.
What's the girl's name?
Lisa. Mona Lisa.
Men have named her?
She's so like the lady with the mystic smile.
Is it only because she's lonely that they blame her for the strangeness in her smile?
That I can't really tell you, Joe.
Any distinguishing characteristics?
Just the mouth. She never stops smiling.
8:22 a.m. I headed out. Thought I'd canvass the neighborhood. I was driving and thinking. Thinking and driving. Thinking, thinking, thinking. Forgot about driving. Almost plowed into a little nun taking a group of orphans to the museum. She tells me her name is Sister Wendy. I arrest them on a 309. Jaywalking. As I filled out the paperwork, I noticed a young man painting in the park across the street. He looked suspicious. I gave the nun the brush off, told her to get her own PBS show, and hightailed it over to the suspect.
Okay.
Morning, sir. Nice dog.
That is not my dog.
Ah. Well, mind if I ask what you're doing with the easel and paints?
Mon Dieu!
I don't speak French. Is that a yes or a no?
I keep trying to paint the stupid toads and frogs, but they keep leaping all over the stupid pond.
Just frogs and toads you're trying to paint? No young women?
Do you see any young women? I would kill for a human model, then I could tell them to sit still. Look at this toad!
No, thank you. What's your name, sir?
Claude Monet. It's a big frog painting failure, Monet.
Well, here's my card. If you see a woman modeling around here, always smiling, call me immediately.
But how am I supposed to capture the way the light plays over the slimy skin of these toads when they keep moving?
Try the lily pads.
What?
The water lilies. They hold still. Paint the water lilies.
Mon Dieu! Brilliant!
I think you'll make a great impression.
Mm.
9:36 a.m. I drove on. I'd heard of a new guy in town. Crazy man. But crazy enough to steal another artist's model? I had to find out.
Yes?
Hello, Dolly? Well, hello, Dolly. Joe Frieda, Art Squad. May I come in? 9:37 a.m. I entered the suspect studio.
Who is it you're talking to?
9:38 a.m. I realize I'm narrating out loud again.
That's a nice watch you keep looking at.
9:39 a.m. I take off my watch, set it down, and begin to question. I'm looking for a female model named Lisa. Have you seen her?
Seen? Felt? Is it a crime merely to lobster? Ant!
I'm just after the facts, sir.
The egg cracks. The world within.
Just the facts.
From one woman springs a mountain.
The facts?
What facts? Schmacks! The dogs are howling.
If you don't stick to the facts, I'll have to take you in on a 106.
What is that?
Inordinate surrealism.
I don't use models. Who needs models when you have dreams?
Well, some people have dreams of models.
Some people are the models of dreams.
Some models are dream people.
Some dreams model people.
I think I need to leave. My head is about to explode.
Your watch!
My watch is a Timex. It doesn't explode. It takes a licking.
Your watch is melting.
I repeat, my watch is a Timex. It doesn't melt.
This one does. Look! You set it on the radiator, and it is melting. Look at it oozing down the side of the metal like time itself, slipping into the past and future simultaneously. Oh,
that's a Timex. That's not supposed to happen.
It's the most glorious thing I've ever seen. I must paint it immediately.
I'd get a bucket first. Note to self, call Timex with new slogan, takes a warming and starts deforming. 11:45 a.m., approximately. I no longer have any idea what time it is. I left Dolly's place, heading to the studio with the other new guy in town, someone who might not know it's not kosher to steal another artist's model.
Hey.
Mr. Warhol. Joe Frieda, Art Squad. Do you mind if I take a look around your studio?
In the future, every studio will be investigated for 15 minutes.
It won't take that long. I'm looking for a model named Lisa.
Ah, what an omniscient name. In the future, everyone will be named Lisa for 15 minutes.
Right. Hope you don't mind if I eat and search. I brought my lunch.
In the future, everyone will eat lunch for 15 minutes.
I don't think you've got any models here.
Why?
I don't think any woman could stand to be in the same room with you for 15 minutes.
I know a woman named Marilyn and one named Jackie.
Lisa, I'm looking for a Lisa. What?
Your lunch.
Campbell's tomato soup? I eat it right out of the can. It's more efficient. Good.
Can I have it?
No, it's my soup. Supposed to mix it with a cup of water, but I like mine thick.
No. To paint. Paint the can, man. Can I have the can, man? Can I?
You can have the can, man. I think I'm beginning to see why some people hate modern art.
In the future, everyone will hate modern art.
For 15 minutes, I know. Can we just cue the music, please? 12:15 p.m., give or take. I'd lost my lunch, I'd lost my watch. I was losing my mind. I painted myself into a corner. I couldn't take any more modernism. I had to find someone who still used models. As I climbed the long set of stairs, To the studio. I knew I had to find someone with stability. Someone who played by the rules.
Hello.
Mr. Picasso?
Yes.
Joe Frieda, Art Squad. Sorry to interrupt you. Are you still in your blue period?
Rose. It's all rose now.
I'm seeing red myself. Mind if I come in? It's been a long climb up the stairs.
Actually, I'm a little busy.
What was that?
Nothing.
Pablo!
Do you have a model in there?
No, no models here. Fruit, bowls of fruit, and cow skulls. Nothing more.
Am I the fruit or the cow skull?
Hello, ma'am. Joe Frieda, ma'am. Were you posing for this man?
She's not posing. She's posturing.
You said it was a sitting.
Are you Mona Lisa, ma'am?
Who's asking?
Joe Frieda, Art Squad. I thought I'd made that clear in the introduction.
Well, I'm Mona Lisa. Pleased to meet ya.
Why are you smiling, ma'am?
No reason.
Well, you must have a reason, ma'am.
It's a secret reason.
Well, you can tell me, ma'am. I'm a police detective, ma'am.
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Well, I share all my thoughts, complete with the times I think them. I mean, ask anyone.
Well, that's fine for you, but nobody's ever gonna know why I'm smiling.
Well, fine. You're both coming in for questioning.
What?
It's 682 and a 593. Theft of another artist's model and refusal to share an inner monologue.
No, I've been framed.
Well, don't worry. It's not a hanging offense. Step away from the easel and nobody gets hurt.
I can explain.
You can't color the case now, Mr. Picasso. There's no tinting the evidence.
But...
Down the stairs, both of you.
Quit pushing.
This is all a mistake.
Watch the stairs.
Hey, no.
Watch the stairs.
What?
Funny.
Oh my God.
You said it, Pablo. Ma'am, you're a mess.
No, she's beautiful. Back to my easel. Quickly.
I think I must have broke something.
She's in no condition.
No, I must paint her now.
No,
now.
Her nose is all smushed over. Her eyes are clumped over on one side of her head. Her hands are misshapen blobs.
She's perfect.
She needs medical attention.
No, if Pablo wants to paint me this way, it'd be an honor.
Well, all right.
Yes.
Well, I don't have the heart to take you away, ma'am. I mean, not looking like that. I mean, posing for a Picasso Cubist painting may be the last modeling gig you ever get.
Thank you, I think. Are both my ears still attached?
$145-ish. I left Picasso and Lisa to their session. This had been a heck of a day, but I had one last stop to make.
Yes?
Mr. Yes. Da Vinci?
Oh, you must be the police. Where's my girl? Where's my Mona?
Well, that's what I came to see you about. Mona's not coming back. At least not with any realism.
You don't mean...
Yes, I'm afraid so. She's gone abstract.
Oh, no! What am I going to do now? This was to be my greatest painting.
Well, it still can be. I mean, buck up, sir. I'm sure you'll smile again.
What, like this?
What's so funny?
Nothing. I'm just trying to smile.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm trying to smile.
Have you ever seen your smile?
No, not really.
Well, look in this mirror. You have quite the mysterious smile.
I do, don't I?
You ever consider a self-portrait?
But I'm supposed to paint a woman.
Well, like I said, you ever consider a self-portrait?
Ah, do you really think I could?
Well, don't ask, don't tell, sir.
If you'll excuse me, I have a masterpiece to create.
2:37 p.m. by the bank clock. I went back to the office and filled out the paperwork. Not yet. I didn't get my man or woman, but Monet, Dali, Picasso, and Da Vinci got their paintings. Pretty good day overall. Not yet. If I was going to wrap up the art world today, I'd say, now that it's all ouvre, oil's well that ends well. Now.
Jersey cows play, where foghorns are heard and the rain is absurd and the sky's somewhat cloudy all day. Remax and Bethwaite makes house hunting less of a pain. She will help buy you comfort as well, helping you find the perfect domain.
Now, regular listeners know that I've been extolling the benefits of professional property consolidated management every year. And each year, I've tried to hone in on what makes professional property consolidated management so successful. So, being a professional wordsmith myself, I broke it down. Professional. Of, relating to, or connected with a profession. Property. A thing or things belonging to someone, possessions collectively. Consolidated. To have combined a number of things into a single, more effective, or coherent whole. Management. The process of dealing with or controlling things or people. So, professional property consolidated management is of, relating to, or connected to a thing or things belonging to someone whose collective possessions are combined into a single, more efficient, or coherent whole that deals with, controls other things or people. Any questions?
Professional property consolidated management, Humboldt County's full-service property management company.
And now, our chanteuse for tonight, Christina Gioris.
Stop.
North Coast Knittery. Oh. Located in Old Town, it's a unique gathering place for fiber enthusiasts.
Oh, great! I've been wanting to get more fiber.
Oh, quit needling me. You can buy imported yarns from all over the world, books, spinning wheels, looms, and even notions.
Oh, I had a notion you were going to say that.
And it's a social place for hanging out and drinking coffee.
And spinning yarns? Well, sounds like a close-knit community.
North Coast Knittery, looming large at 407 2nd Street in Old Town Eureka.
And now, everyone's favorite game show,
Wheel of Torture!
Hi, welcome back to Wheel of Torture. I'm your host, Pat Lojack.
And I'm his lovely assistant, Vanna Smite.
Our contestants today are Vice President Dick Cheney. Hey! President George W. Bush. And Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
Hello.
Give them a nice warm welcome. Vanna, is our special guest well strapped in?
Oh, yes, Pat. Well, the hood is on, and I'll just tighten this a bit tighter.
Okay. Dick, it's your spin.
Thanks, Pat.
Ba-da-ba-bum. Electrodes. The wheel has stopped at electrodes. Vanna, turn out the electrodes.
Right, Pat.
Okay, Mr. President, it's your spin.
Okay, let's see here.
Ba-da-ba-bum. And the wheel has stopped on pliers. Pliers, Vanna, show us the pliers.
This might hurt a little.
Condi, it's your spin. And it looks like it's going to be...
Ba-da-ba-bum.
Yes, waterboarding!
Oh, well, this is going to be fun.
Vanna? Okay, Dick, it's back to you. Oh, sorry, Dick. You landed on morally bankrupt. Well, you! Mr. President, it's your spin. Mr. President, pay attention.
I'd like to buy a trowel, Pat.
Oh, a trowel. Vanna, poke our guest with the trowel. Oh, I'm afraid we're out of time. And as usual, nobody wins. Vanna, give the wheel a final spin and let's see what's in store for our guest.
An all-expense-paid trip by taxpayers, of course, back to beautiful Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
We're whisking you tonight back to Gitmo, where you can check in anytime you like. Feeding is non-optional. The music is loud, 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 and all the Qurans are free.
Well, that's all we have time for tonight. Tune in tomorrow night for...
Wheel of Torture!
Wow, a blast from the past there, huh? Okay, yes, you've got it on KHUM. We will return to Leaps and Sounds live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino right after these quick words. And we are back! The Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino. Redwood Curtain Radio Theater is on the air. It's Leaps and Zounds.
For those of you who have been to any of the previous Seven Zounds or are familiar with our local theater community, we have a little tribute here for Pamela J. Lyle, forever a member of our Redwood Curtain Company.
An actress made her mark a moon ago here. She always knew her lines and hit her spot. A member of our company we hold dear. 'Twas Pamela. She played both classic and contemporary, from Shakespeare to O'Neill and even Shaw.
An abundance of talent as well as a variety of flavors and innovation. Uniquely Yours Catering offers a perfect plan to exceed your expectations each and every time. From the kitchen delectables to the perfect planning, Alex, Elizabeth, and Andy strive to ensure that your event is infused with excellence and professionalism, passionately creating the most memorable and unique events with elegant and distinctive food choices. We're Uniquely Yours.
For menus and venues, visit uniquelyyourscatering.net.
Pasties.
Pasties.
I adore. That's why I fell for.
Motorcycle Cafe at the corner of 5th and F, downtown Eureka.
Arcata. This bus stop is Arcata.
Whoa, dude. What did that dude just say?
Afreda? Afraid of what?
No, Afreda as in Afreda, Washington.
Washington? We made it? Last stop I remember was Garberville, California.
Whoa, we made it all the way to Washington? We must have been asleep for 2 days. Man, that purple kush we got in California was good.
We made it. We are officially in pot paradise.
Yeah, the magic kingdom of Mary Jane.
Downtown Doobie Man, Washington.
Man, I'm hungry. That's what sleeping on a bus for 2 days will do.
Where's the nearest grocery store, man?
That would be Safeway, just a block and a half that way.
Thanks, man. Hey, I hear they have a lot of... I hear they have a lot of pot-infused foods here. Think they have some at the grocery store?
You mean safe wasted? I bet they do.
Wasted away again in Safe Wastedville. Yeah.
Hey, let's go look for our lost shaker of shake.
Price check in aisle one. Frankie, can you give me the price on organic Yukon Golds?
Yukon Gold!
Eureka! We found it, man. Pot-infused potatoes. Yeah.
Oh, man, these Yukons are big. How do you use them?
I guess you cook them, smash them, roll them, and smoke them. Hey, look, these fresh herbs. Huh? A new kind of pot?
I don't know. Hey, let's buy three and find out. Hey, now we need some pot-infused munchies.
Dude, stoned wheat thins.
Get three of them.
Cheese would go good with these. Smoked cheddar? Do you think?
Of course, this is safe wasted.
Let's see what else they got.
Hey, hold on, man. Look, stone ground mustard.
Get three. What's that? Huh? Chipotle?
I don't know. Get three. Hey, in there.
A pot of gold candy.
Three.
Dude, we've got all these carbs. We need some meat.
Hey, wait. Multicultural Mary Jane.
Pot stickers!
Here, we're in the meat aisle. What's that? Oh, pot, eh?
I don't know, man. Some kind of French-fried meat. Pot.
Well, let's partay with some pot A. Whoa! Does that say what I think it says?
Oh, it does!
Grass-fed beef!
Time for some pot roast.
Hey, how many?
Dude.
Yeah. Hey, let's check out and then check out on these stone wheat thins.
Thank you for shopping at Safeway. Did you find everything you need?
Whoa, did we?
Yeah, we did. Jaw, man. Jaw, love.
Plastic bags, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. That's illegal here, but I can sell you some paper bags for 10 cents.
Dime bags!
We'll take three.
Red and Nancy,
Red and Nancy,
both are artists.
and then makes jewelry quite exquisite.
They are all renowned for their creations. In fact, everyone in town gives them ovations. These two artists make creations that are quite the smartest. Humble creations, you'll see. The best in photographs and jewelry.
A long time ago, a lady whose name was Carmen drove a man wild until he was out of control. I truly believe that I am a modern day Carmen. The fact I do not habla español. That girl was exactly like me. We share this philosophy. Olé, I say. I'm not the type who's ready for dating someone steady. I'm everybody's girl. On Sunday night it's Danny. On Monday, maybe Manny. I'm everybody's girl. There's a point to my behavior, which is smart girls always share their riches. If your heart succumbs, don't let it. You're certain to regret it. All others, come and get it. I'm everybody's girl. I could never be a cowhand's girl. La 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 la. And you wanna know why? I just can't keep my calves together. I'm everybody's girl. Some old Greek called Aristotle said it. If you've got it, why not spread it? So don't go rattling any sabers, exerting any labors. Just share me with the neighbors. I'm everybody's girl. In case your passion rages, I'm in the yellow pages. I'm girl. You won't be disappointed. I'm also double jointed. I'm everybody's girl. It's absolutely gratis to use my apparatus. I'm everybody's girl. Men and me are like pianos. When they get upright, I feel grand.
Okay, so.
so wee with warm velvety cheese at Chapala Cafe in Old Town Eureka. Luscious cheese drowning your nachos, filling your burritos, topping the wet ones in your stuffed jalapenos, and making every dish at Chapala Cafe more delicious. Don't like cheese? Fear not. Flavorful fajitas, moles, and rancheros abound in the extensive menu. But me, I'll have the cheese. And nothing cuts the cheese better than marvelous margaritas or tequilas or other spirits. Chapala's fast, courteous service right around the corner from Redwood Curtain. A great place for pre-show dining. Bastion of authentic Mexican cuisine. Queso me mucho. At Chapala Cafe, 2nd and C, Old Town Eureka.
Charlie, I just went to my bank this morning, and the teller didn't even know who I am. Me, Peggy Metzger. I am kind of a big deal.
Well, yeah. The folks at Coast Central Credit Union know who I am.
They do? And you're not even near as big a deal as I am.
I know. But being a member of a credit union is different from being a customer at a bank. The members of the credit the members own the credit union, so the focus is on the customer, not some vacant shareholders. The service is great, the fees are low, and they always remember me when I go in.
But I want a financial institution that does everything.
I've got it all in one place. Checking, savings, car loan, mortgage, and all accessible online too. And anyway, Peggy, if you're such a big deal, why aren't you over there at the table where there are three HSU vice presidents? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Look, just give me some time. But I will be switching to Coast Central Credit Union.
Now that is a big deal.
So as you know, Humboldt County has a wealth of theater. This spring, our friends at NCRT have just launched Macbeth. Friendell's coming up with 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks. HSU premieres Los Pajaros, and the Eureka High Players do Bye Bye Birdie. All of that is happening in the next 6 to 8 weeks, which is pretty amazing. Yeah, exactly. We live in an amazing, amazing place. And then Ferndale opens the classic Fiddler on the Roof on March 20th.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you'd be glad, Peggy. Isn't that a favorite of yours?
Well, yeah. I auditioned for my dream role, and I didn't get it.
Was that Gold or Yenta?
No. Tevye! Dear Lord, you made Humboldt such a beautiful place. I realize, of course, that it's no shame to live in the shtetl, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I could live in Humboldt? If I lived in Humboldt, yabba dibi 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 dibi, I do. All day long I'd bibbidi bum. If I were a Humboldt man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba diddle diddle dabba dabba dibba, yes I will. If I were a bibbidi bibbidi bee, cause we just hear a stagnant as can be. Fine solar roof with a
massive solar heat below. There would be compost in the garden, veggies growing big, and fruit trees dropping goodies, that's a shock. Potlucks every Monday just for kicks. Lord, who made the redwood and the klamath? You decreed I should be what I ameth. Would it spoil some vast eternal salmon if I were a Humboldt man?
Such healthy food all the time.
Please to eat whatever's cooked. The mama I started eating kale at 10, I ate tofu. I hear they've cooked quinoa for me. It's good, not gritty.
So why does Mama make a gluten-free cake mix? Cajoling me to eat whatever Mama's fixed.
Nutrition! Tradition! Nutrition!
Now see, Tevye, we all agree.
Yes, Bonala. And Harley, Humboldt is indeed awesome.
To life in Humboldt. We're handsome, we're pretty.
We're bright.
There is Arcata with college chums.
To life in Humboldt. We're eco, we're groovy.
Damn right.
There is Fortuna, that friendly town. Rick and Fern Kenyon. Bring to Humboldt to life. In McKinleyville, the totem pole is still the tallest structure on the street. Trinidad is fine and Fieldbrook has its wine, while Soham grows a lot of weed.
White.
The cake up its cheese. We're still humble bunnies. Dreams to humble.
To life.
Seriously, don't let our butchering of Fiddler dissuade you from seeing Ferndale Rep's production, because it will be awesome. So go see it, March 20th. We interrupt this program for an RCT special report. Good evening, this is Sky Lifton, along with my co-anchor, Aerial Maneuver, with, thank you, with up-to-the-minute news of a new airline to hit Humboldt County. Aerial, over to you on the street.
Sky, this new upstart is Hope Airlines, where the sky's the limit, because sometimes you just gotta believe.
Will they fly to every destination?
We hope so.
Will flights be on time?
We sure hope so.
Do they serve peanuts?
I should hope so.
Didn't another airline come into our airport but didn't make it?
Yeah, that was Delta. A bit of false hope.
But Ariel, that's a good point. I mean, what if Hope doesn't get the number of passengers they need? Will they give up?
Hope springs eternal.
Well, for those of you who fly in and out of Humboldt County, I'm sure you'll agree, we need hope.
Indeed we do, Sky. By the way, Hope Airlines has partnered with several travel providers for a complete vacation package. They have joined forces with Jackpot Rental Car, where you have a 1 in 3 chance of getting a car with legroom. Or stay at Lucky Hotels, where after visiting the bar, you just might get lucky.
Well, we enticed Hope Airlines to the North Coast because the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport is a freaking mouthful. And who wants to say car sh ch 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 ch
Sky, C-A-R-C-H-C-A. Car-cha.
Car-chica-chica-chica-car-cara.
Never mind. Out of desperation, we found Hope. Get in with Hope, get out with Hope. Hope is Humboldt on planes every day. Now, in a special presentation, we have taken our cameras aboard the inaugural flight of Hope Airlines. You have a bird's eye view behind the scenes inside the cabin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Faith, your first class flight attendant. Today, we will be graced by the presence of Captain Slim Chance and our first officer, R. Miracle.
Hey, Faith! Hey, Faith! Down here!
Oh, please excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, one moment. What is it?
It's chalk! Down here! I've got another bag to go on board.
Well, just throw it up, Chuck.
By the way, you've got a new crew for the cockpit.
What? You mean the pilot isn't here? We don't have a chance?
Chance called in sick, but David Wing and Don Player are on their way, so you'll be flying with a wing and a player.
OMG. Thank you for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, welcome. I'm Faith. The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Well, allow me to introduce the other members of our crew. In the coach area is Flight Attendant Charity.
Just what makes the peanuts so good? Salty snacks are misunderstood. First you say, well, we think you should buy.
Seatbelts. We do hope they work. Flight attendant Chastity will be coming around to lock your belts.
I'm Chastity! Come fly me! There will be no Mile High Club on this flight.
In the event of a water landing, you may locate your personal flight attendant underneath your seat cushion. He or she will be your flotation device. Because hope floats. If we lose cabin pressure, oxygen masks will fall. Please share them with your personal flotation devices. Now, you'll notice that our emergency lights do not illuminate the floor, but rather guide you up, up, up and away.
Flight attendants, this is your captain. We hope you will prepare for takeoff, and we hope to taxi out to the runway sometime this morning and hope to take off by mid-afternoon.
For listening to Leap Sang Sounds. Featuring the writing talents and voices of Julie Angles, Terry Nesh, Bonnie Halverson, Ron Halverson, Charlie Heinberg, and Peggy Metzger. The piano stylings of Mr. John Chernoff. And the scintillating serenades of Miss Christina Gioris. Our live show tonight was broadcast by the good folks at K-Hum by Master DJ Cliff Berkowitz. Our sound was expertly engineered by Sam Severe and Universal Balance Productions. Here in the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and brought to you by our wonderful sponsors. Tell them you heard them on Leaps and Zounds. Season 2015 is just beginning. Visit us online at redwoodcurtain.com to order season tickets, make a donation, get show information, and visit redwoodcurtaincasting.com for the latest film and television opportunities. Season 2015 opens February 26th. Get your season tickets now. This is Clint Rebick for Redwood Curtain Theater. Good night.
Redwood Curtain Theater's Leaps and Zounds on KHUM. Cutting Eureka Arcata and Blue Lake and streaming on the web at khum.com. This has also been recorded and will be up at our website at khum.com tomorrow. If you missed it or want to hear it again, share it with your friends and listen to it over and over and over and over again. Now it is time for me to get into my transporter, borrowed by our friends at Star Trek, and make it back to the studios. Good night.